Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, March 24th. Self-driving vehicles could soon be tested in Colorado under a bill that passed in the state Senate on Wednesday.
Democratic Senator Dominic Moreno of Commerce City is one of the main sponsors of the bipartisan Senate Bill 213. He says it's not meant to be a comprehensive regulation for autonomous vehicles. Instead, it creates a framework for testing them.
And we want Colorado to be one of the leaders in testing this technology and bringing that innovation to our state.
But most fellow Democrats oppose the bill. Some thought the measure hadn't been thoroughly vetted, while others, like Senator Andy Kerr of Lakewood, worry about the jobs that would be lost in various industries, such as trucking.
Those are important jobs that we need to be thinking about right now, not just sitting behind a wheel, but the other aspects of the job that it takes to actually transport goods across our country.
Meanwhile, Governor John Hickenlooper predicts it will be years before the country sees wide-scale use of autonomous vehicles. While he acknowledges that millions of jobs could be lost, he says it's a transportation revolution and says countless lives could also be saved. More than 90% of traffic accidents are the result of human error. The measure now heads to the House. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Colorado voters do not want to see cuts to programs such as food stamps and subsidized school meals.
A broad majority of Colorado voters want stronger, smarter programs to eradicate hunger, according to a new poll commissioned by Hunger Free Colorado. Over half of people surveyed said they would be more likely to vote for a candidate who prioritizes food security programs. Benjamin Coopersmith, whose firm conducted the research, says despite widespread political polarization generally, voters are remarkably united on addressing hunger.
Across the board, Colorado voters want to see programs that address hunger and are very comfortable seeing their tax dollars used for those programs if those programs are run well and are proven to work.
Coopersmith says the findings suggest people across the political spectrum recognize that many working people still struggle to make ends meet. Nearly two-thirds of voters say food stamps should be increased or left where they are today, and 3 out of 4 people surveyed say the current benefits are too low. Coopersmith says while social programs continue to be popular with registered Democrats, a majority of Republicans are also in favor of increasing support for programs that address hunger.
Our survey shows support for Republicans for maintaining or increasing food stamps, and it shows that 64% of Republicans would be willing to see an increase in that $1.38 per person per meal benefit.
Coopersmith notes while charities and churches are essential to efforts to end hunger, the idea that a majority want the government to pull back services was not borne out in the survey's results. He adds, addressing hunger is not just a Front Range issue.
Voters are more conservative in rural Colorado along many dimensions, but when it comes to hunger specifically, they understand and support a strong role for government.
The research also found two-thirds of voters oppose federal cuts to programs like food stamps and subsidized school meals, and 5 in 9 say government should be working alongside community-based organizations to make sure no one goes hungry in Colorado. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
An effort to allow voters to decide if they want to increase sales taxes to pay for transportation improvements moved forward on Wednesday. It was a long day at the state capitol. 80 people signed up to testify and filed into overflow rooms. Dozens of changes were introduced, but in the end, it passed along party lines. Benta Berkland has more.
Governor John Hickenlooper, the leaders of the Senate and House, agree that improving roads and fixing infrastructure like bridges is the top priority for 2017. That's made allies of Democratic and Republican leaders who say taxes must go up to pay for it all. Their hopes are attached to House Bill 1242. A broad coalition came to testify in support of it during a lengthy hearing of the House Transportation and Energy Committee on Wednesday.
We aren't keeping up with the current system that we've got.
That Speaker of the House, Chrisanta Duran of Denver, a Democrat. She and Senate President Kevin Grantham, a Republican, are the bill's main sponsors. The measure calls for an increase of sales taxes by a little more than a half a penny to bring in about $700 million each year. The proposal would also allow Colorado to borrow up to $3.5 billion. The money would go towards highway and bridge projects on a priority list, but some funds would also go to cities and counties to spend as they wish on potholes, roads, and trails.
Members, this isn't just about where we are in the year 2017. This is about generations who will follow us for many years to come. I ask you to let the people of Colorado decide.
The state would get the first cut of the money, several hundred million dollars. 70% would then go to local communities, another 30% for transit projects, such as bus systems, shuttle services, and light rail. Businesses and transportation groups, local governments, citizens and disability advocates all lined up to testify. They were nearly unified in support of the measure, including Phil Chamberlain, a Gunnison County commissioner. He's a Republican and says the current state budget isn't adequately funding roads.
It is something that we need to get done, and it needs to be done sooner rather than later because we are being left behind and we're going to lose our competitive edge. I think that'd be a travesty.
The Colorado Department of Transportation estimates a $9 billion funding shortfall over the next decade for projects across the state. Mark Williams is the mayor of Arvada. He calls himself a staunch conservative and told lawmakers that cities are losing business because of clogged roads.
Coloradans are frustrated with gridlock, and we don't want to see gridlock under the dome here. We want to see action taken. There's been a lot of compromises reached already. Cities are giving up a portion of their sales tax opportunity to be able to support this.
But there's also opposition to the idea, especially from fiscal conservatives, like Republican Representative Dan Norberg of Colorado Springs.
Before we go and have the conversation with the voters about more of their hard-earned money, we need to look at our existing resources and leverage those first, and that's just not a part of this bill.
His colleague, Republican Representative John Becker of Fort Morgan, added an amendment to the bill to eliminate vehicle registration late fees, but he still voted against it. He worries too much money is slated for transit, which he doesn't think benefits rural communities.
So there's still a lot to go through, but yes, did we get a win tonight? We absolutely did. I think it was a respectful dialogue back and forth, and we have a long way to go yet.
Business groups, including those in the tourism industry, say the measure would help the state's economy. Former Democratic lawmaker Max Tyler used to chair the Transportation Committee. He notes that the neighboring states of Nebraska, Wyoming, and Utah have all recently raised taxes for roads.
These are all very conservative states that have done that.
And when it comes to Utah,
and they are, believe me, taking business, they're taking vacation people, they're taking a lot of money from the state of Colorado because they're improving their roads.
The proposal has more hurdles to clear even if it passes the House, including several Republican-led Senate committees. In that chamber, there's opposition to any tax increases and support for trying to find transportation money within the current budget. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.